Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
What's up, my fellow healthcare nerds? Welcome back to another exciting Teach Me Something Tuesday episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast with your host, Dr. Megan Teets, aka Dr. T. Today, we are going to be diving into the world of interdisciplinary activities and interdisciplinary education. So I have the luxury of being housed in a building with several other healthcare programs, and that makes it easy for me to consider interdisciplinary education. And if you do not have that luxury, you might be wondering why it's important to. And studies regarding interdisciplinary healthcare reveal that students, patients, and providers indicate improved therapeutic processes based on the interdisciplinary model when they see improvements in the quality of medical care provided, increased patient satisfaction, improved communication between the medical team members, and stimulated job satisfaction among healthcare professionals. So with all of these benefits that exist when we get into the field, it makes sense that we should be looking at integrating interdisciplinary education into our teaching styles. This not only gives students the perspective on how other disciplines learn and process their respective content, but it promotes collaborative behaviors during the crucial learning periods for healthcare students, which will carry over into their professional practice. And it also shakes things up for students, giving them new people to interact with for the day and promotes overall student engagement. So given the accessibility, I try to implement this in a few ways in our program. And one of the very first ways is setting observations with multiple different disciplines in a facility type. One of our settings that is regularly willing to let students observe is a skilled nursing facility. And so students get the opportunity to interact with nursing and OT and speech and physical therapy. But being able to just observe how things work in each of those disciplines is one of the easiest and earliest ways that we get that activity going. We also work with our OTA program to get our students together in a collaborative co-treatment style lab session so that they can work on neurodiagnoses and how working together for those populations would be like, and you know what kind of interventions they can apply where they're working dynamically together, achieving both disciplines' goals, and how collaboration with somebody else's goals in mind go. Later in the year, we put our students in the role of educators and have them team up with the rad tech students to learn how to do transfers. And so our students teach transfer training to the rad tech team to give them the experience that they need before they go out on their clinical rotations. And if you've heard me speak before, you know that I think learning or teaching is one of the best ways to promote learning. And so it's a great activity for our students to not only refresh and enhance their transfer training skills, but also, again, gets them working with another discipline and understands how they work. This year, we also implemented an emergency response unit where we got the local AeroVac team to come out and let our students explore the helicopter and get to work with paramedic and nursing professionals. Next year, we hope to be able to get nursing students involved to make it a more collaborative, interdisciplinary experience. But either way, they got to work with other disciplines through that activity. Now, if you're not fortunate to be part of an overall healthcare program like I am to have convenient access to collaborate with these other programs, there's still ways to make interdisciplinary education happen. Reaching out to local programs around your area and networking with instructors within those programs can open a lot of doors for face-to-face collaboration, but we also have the luxury of being able to connect with people remotely these days. So don't be afraid to use your network and brainstorm useful ways to collaborate virtually. There could be a whole lesson on telemedicine and provider communication when working remotely, that could be built from an experience for programs on opposite coasts. I think my greatest successes in inpatient rehab with patients always came from a collaborative team approach with all members of my patient's medical team. Having great communication with everyone who worked with my patients not only made my job easier when it came to delivering care, but it promoted greater patient satisfaction, and I was also happier being part of a team rather than feeling like the solo advocate for my patient. I want my students to know how to work effectively with other members of their team as soon as they begin their professional journeys, and so emphasizing interdisciplinary activities is an important part of it. I think that the best way for healthcare to work is for all of us to work together. Well, that's all I've got for you guys on interdisciplinary education, but I'd love to hear what you guys think on the matter. So go ahead and check us out on social media and leave us a comment on what barriers you face to integrating interdisciplinary education or why you think it's awesome, and follow all of our social media accounts and subscribe to the podcast. That's it for me this week, you guys. This has been Dr. T reminding you to keep it real, keep it nerdy, and keep learning.
Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here, and we don't do this nearly enough. I wanted to thank you as an audience for being here, for listening to the shows. Without you guys, we wouldn't have anybody to geek out with over education and learning and teaching and educating. So thank you for being here, for being, you know, faithful listeners over the years. Also, if possible, we'd love to ask a favor. We don't do this often, but if you could leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps boost our rankings and our algorithm and really just helps get this message out to more people out there in healthcare education who may need, you know, some of the episodes and the experts that we interview. So if you could, like I said, leave a rating and review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on the next show.